Hello, and welcome to the Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. Today is Friday, December 2nd, and my name is Amy Hirsch. During this season, we'll be reading passages of scripture and devotional thoughts from our Advent devotional guide titled, Dwell, God with Us. Today, I'll be reading Exodus chapter 33 through chapter 34, verse 10. And after I read the passage, I'll share some of my devotional thoughts on the passage. Today's devotional is titled, The Giver is Better, beginning in Exodus 33, verse 1. Then the Lord said to Moses, Leave this place, you and the people you brought up out of Egypt, and go up to the land I promised on oath to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying, I will give it to your descendants. I will send an angel before you and drive out the Canaanites, Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. Go up to the land flowing with milk and honey, but I will not go with you because you are a stiff-necked people and I might destroy you on the way. When the people heard these distressing words, they began to mourn and no one put on any ornaments. For the Lord had said to Moses, Tell the Israelites, you are a stiff-necked people. If I were to go with you even for a moment, I might destroy you. Now take off your ornaments and I will decide what to do with you. So the Israelites stripped off their ornaments at Mount Horeb. Now Moses used to take a tent and pitch it outside the camp some distance away, calling it the tent of meeting. Anyone inquiring of the Lord would go to the tent of meeting outside the camp. And whenever Moses went out to the tent, all people rose and stood at the entrances to their tents, watching Moses until he entered the tent. As Moses went into the tent, the pillar of cloud would come down and stay at the entrance while the Lord spoke with Moses. Whenever the people saw the pillar of cloud standing at the entrance to the tent, they all stood and worshiped, each at the entrance to their tent. The Lord would speak to Moses face to face, as one speaks to a friend. Then Moses would return to the camp, but his young aide Joshua, son of Nun, did not leave the tent. Moses said to the Lord, You have been telling me, lead these people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. You have said, I know you by name, and you have found favor with me. If you are so pleased with me, teach me your ways so that I may know you and continue to find favor with you. Remember that this nation is your people. The Lord replied, My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. Then Moses said to him, If your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here. How will anyone know that you are pleased with me and with your people unless you go with us? What else will distinguish me and your people from all the other people on the face of the earth? And the Lord said to Moses, I will do the very thing you have asked because I am pleased with you and I know you by name. Then Moses said, Now show me your glory. And the Lord said to him, I will cause all my goodness to pass in front of you, and I will proclaim my name, the Lord, in your presence. I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. But he said, You cannot see my face, for no one may see me and live. Then the Lord said, There is a place near me where you may stand on a rock. When my glory passes by, I will put you in a cleft in the rock and cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will remove my hand and you will see my back, but my face must not be seen. The Lord said to Moses, Chisel out two stone tablets like the first ones, and I will write on them the words that were on the first tablets, which you broke. Be ready in the morning and then come up to Mount Sinai. Present yourself to me there on top of the mountain. No one is to come with you or be seen anywhere on the mountain. Not even the flocks and herds may graze in front of the mountain. So Moses chiseled out two stone tablets like the first ones and went up Mount Sinai early in the morning as the Lord had commanded him, and he carried the two stone tablets in his hands. Then the Lord came down in the cloud and stood there with him and proclaimed his name, the Lord. And he passed in front of Moses, proclaiming, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands and forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin. Yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished. He punishes the children and their children for the sin of the parents to the fourth and third and fourth generation. Moses bowed to the ground at once and worshiped. Lord, he said, if I have found favor with you, then let the Lord go with us. Although this is a stiff-necked people, forgive our wickedness and our sin and take us as your inheritance. Then the Lord said, I am making a covenant with you. Before all your people, I will do wonders never before done in any nation in all the world. The people you live among will see how awesome is the work that I, the Lord, will do for you. The book of Exodus contains a lot of highs and lows, and Exodus 32 is pretty far down on the list of lows. After God hears his people's cries and delivers them from Egyptian slavery, after God declares them to be his treasured possession, after God appears to them in glory to make a covenant with them as his chosen people, they find themselves bored while Moses meets with God. So they decide to break God's law before the figurative ink has even dried by asking Aaron to make gods for them. They create gods with their own hands from the gold they plundered from the Egyptians, worshiping them as if they are the gods who delivered them from Egypt. Exodus 33-34:10 details the fallout of their false worship, and the scene isn't pretty. Moses and the Lord go back and forth as Moses pleads with God to show the people mercy. God responds by telling Moses that he will keep his word to give them the land he promised their forefathers, but that they will go into the land alone without his presence. They all realize this announcement is a disastrous word. Moses realizes that no matter how good the land might be after generations of slavery, no matter how much milk and honey might flow through its rivers, no matter how many gardens might grow and it ripe with fruit, if God isn't going with them, it doesn't really matter. In fact, Moses tells God, if you aren't going with us, I don't want to go. Moses knew the value of the giver over and above the value of the gift. Without God's presence, they would be like any other people, living in a land like anywhere else. What set them apart was the promise of God going with them, a God who was unlike any other God. Who is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love, and perfectly just. During Advent, we are in the rhythm of thinking about gifts and making Christmas plans. As you think about your life and your relationship with God, do you live in such a way that acknowledges the value of the giver above the gifts he gives? All that we have is a gift from God, but as wonderful as those gifts are, the giver is better. He is God alone, the Lord who made heaven and earth, who breathes life into what was once dead, who keeps steadfast love for his children, and who moves mountains and even seas to make a way for us. This is the God who goes before you, who abounds in love, who forgives your sins, and who keeps his promises. Will you pray with me? Father, we are grateful for these words from Exodus and for the reminder that you are God like no other. You are merciful. You are gracious. You are slow to anger. You abound in steadfast love. And as we think about the Israelites and you think about your mercy and your grace and your patience on them, we are reminded of the ways that you show patience and kindness to us in the midst of our sins and the ways we fall short of your glory. Lord, would you help us to realize the gift it is to be your people? Help us to follow you more faithfully and help us to treasure your presence, that we can be with you because of Jesus and that the Holy Spirit lives in our hearts and intercedes for us. We thank you for that hope, Father. We pray this in your name. Amen.